KNBA keeping you in tune with our community. It's Anchorage, the first 100 years, 10 decades, 10 plays, and we've been talking about it now for 10 weeks officially as of today, wrapping up a little bit of a history of Anchorage on stage at Cyrano's. It's all part of the Anchorage Centennial Celebration. And if you've been joining us for the last 10 weeks, you know we've been spotlighting what's happening on stage at Cyrano's, taking an examination of 10-year increments of time. I would say 10 decades, but they actually go from one semi-decade to another, starting 1905 to 1915, 15 to 25, and so forth. You get the idea. We're on, we're up to current events, 2005 through 2015. It's week 10, and the title of this week's play is The Stuff That Dreams Are Made Of, Anchorage 2005 to Now. We've got a couple of folks who are going to share some information about it. First, the curator of this week's edition, Indra Arriaga. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to see you. Thanks for joining us on Morning Line. And we have a longtime master of stagecraft, Miles Scott, joins us this morning. Oh, they can't see the eye roll through the microphone. That was very nice of them. How are you? Good morning.
I'm great. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Miles is one of the actors in the program. Now, one thing, of course, that that's been really exciting about this series is every one of the 10 different decade spotlights have been written, curated, directed by different people, and I guess wide open formatically. At least they're all done quite differently. You were approached, I'm going to guess, by Sandy?
Yes.
Sandy Harper to work on one of these as a writer. I haven't asked anybody this, but I know these formats have all been different. What'd she say? Just have at it. Do whatever you want to do.
Well, not exactly. She does give a little bit of guidance in terms of like, well, you know, we're looking at events, and you know, it's like a living newspaper. That's what she told me, and you know, just kind of do the best you can to weave this story that tells people about the decade and informs people about what was significant about the decade.
And in our conversation leading up to going on air, you multiple times use the adjective reflective to describe your approach. And the way I'm hearing you talk about it, it sounds like reflective in a very abstract way, and connecting the dots between people and societal segments in general is very important. Now that I've totally muddied that up, would you clarify, please?
Sure. My approach to this decade, because we're still in it, is that it's really difficult to, you know, look back at it when you're still in it. And so my approach was looking at the social aspects of it and reflecting on some of the things that in the last 10 years have really stood out to me. So that includes the diversity that we have in Anchorage, you know, the growing transitions and changes, and also some of the people that have come and gone, you know, a lot of homeless people who have died, the state of women in Alaska, looking at race relationships, you know, in Alaska, because those are the things that when I look at the last 10 years, I think that we've made leaps and bounds and also opened up some painful parts of ourselves, you know, in Anchorage, and are trying to sort of make it better. So that's where the reflective comes in. The play definitely talks about specific events and buildings that are built and, you know, things that everybody can remember happened in the last 10 years, but it's not a chronology, you know, of dates and events. It's more about what did these things mean to us and how did these things shape us as a community.
Talk about the casting, because it's very interesting.
Oh, the casting is wonderful. It's wonderful. It's we've got a three-cast play. One is the grandfather figure who is dead in the play, so he doesn't like die during the play. He's already a dead character, and that's Ron Holstrom, and he's amazing. He's done a great job of really like evoking a transition from, you know, point A to point B. And the next two, or hen one and hen two, hen refers to a neutral pronoun that is neither male nor female. And
no, why did you do that?
Because when I was writing the play, I didn't want to have the limitations of thinking of somebody in a particular gender or of a particular, you know, background or color or anything like that. So I wrote in the neutral for both characters. So you could very easily interchange the actors. And so Rachel Cheadon plays Hen 2 and Miles plays Hen 1. And they have this beautiful sort of going back and forth between them.
So as Hen 1, may I call you Hen 1?
Please.
So the focus is kind of on you. And again, it gets into that abstract phase. Talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, well, from my perspective, my character is kind of, you know, his grandfather just died, as she mentioned. So he's kind of conflicted with, you know, this recent loss. And it causes him to have these visions or dreams, if you will, you know, the stuff that dreams are made of. And it takes him on this journey to kind of figuring out, you know, how the city of Anchorage has changed around him as he's grown up and how his grandfather's views have affected his views and how, you know, maybe a lot of times they didn't see eye to eye, him and his grandfather, but they somehow were able to, you know, have a relationship that allowed them to come together on something deeper than just, oh, I see it this way, you see it that way. And then I have Hen 2, who is this, you know, this character who's constantly keeping me light, you know, keeping me out of this deep, dark thought space, you know, and she's keeping it nice and cool and calm for me, making sure I don't get, I guess, too off base. But as far as the dynamic goes, man, it's just crazy because, you know, you have my grandfather who's an agent of change. He's the one who pretty much lets the audience know, okay, wow, like, here's where we were thinking, and here's where we're starting to think, you know? And then you have my character who is just, you know, the guy who's going along for the ride.
It sounds like we're talking about examining transition and examining new beginnings.
Yes, actually, the character. So Hen 2 is a transgender character.
Okay.
You know, and we never know transgender from what to what. We just know that it's a transition. Hen 1 is part Athabascan, you know, and white. And, of course, you know, Ron represents the status quo, this, you know, older white Alaskan that is having to change to, you know, make room for their own generations as well. And so there's a lot of transition, and the more we transition, the more we're also looking for home. So it's nice that it's Anchorage because we have an anchor, you know. So there's, with transition, there's also a desire for home and belonging.
It's a grand exploration of the dynamism of society here in a little microcosm of Anchorage. One thing that strikes me as maybe a sort of a challenge in writing the play that is pertaining to the last 10 years, although it's interesting you don't use dates. I like that, too. You get a sort of a picture, but that's that abstract quality. But, you know, most of us weren't around from 1915 to 1925 or 1925 to 1935. And since so many of we Alaskans come from somewhere else anyway, we may not be familiar with 75 or 85, but most of us have been around during the past decade, and we do, as Miles stated, we have things that we all kind of remember here.
Mm-hmm.
So it would seem like be very easy, like this play, in the format that you presented, it might be make it easier for me as someone watching the play to sort of internalize it or personalize it.
Yes, yeah, I think that's why it was so well received last night, because there were some parts where people were laughing that we didn't expect them to laugh, and there were other parts where, you know, where people just interpreted the events differently and the significance differently. So, yeah, there's room for everybody, which is why we have this play.
And we wouldn't have that sort of interpretation if we didn't have that personal connection where we can actually, like, this is really close.
Yeah.
The scary stuff is close. The funny stuff is close. It's all a little bit more intense. So, well, it's going to be a lot of fun. I want to remind folks that the plays run Wednesdays through Mondays at Cyrano's downtown. All plays are at 7 o'clock except for Sunday matinee at 3, right?
Amazing. Yeah. And actually, there is no Monday show for this one.
There's no Monday show for this one.
Yeah, so they have to see it like
get
now.
Get it done by Sunday. Do it now. Yeah. Something to do tonight. Miles, you mentioned, I'm just, we're getting set to wrap up here, but you haven't done a whole lot of stage work, and you got, and a lot of these have been casting people at the last minute for you.
Yeah.
Yet you seem to have just totally grokked it and embraced it. And tonight was, last night was night one. Was it cool?
Oh, man, it was great. You know, I had nerves all the way up until the, you know, getting on stage, up to the point where I actually started to speak. It was pretty much nerve-wracking. I'm not an actor at all, but apparently got some natural chops, and I got the opportunity to show it.
Okay, well, we will look for your name on the Hollywood marquees here very soon. And great bunch of people to work with, of course, Indra and Sandry and Ron Holstrom. That's got to be a lot of fun to work with. Probably a good mentor. He'll help you get to Hollywood. So.
Yeah, hopefully.
Miles Scott and Indra Arriaga, thank you so much for joining us today on Morning Line. Pleasure to have you. Celebrate Anchorage's centennial at Cyrano's now through Sunday. 10 plays in 10 decades. And that is it for Morning Line for this Thursday morning, or as we like to call it, almost Friday morning. Don't forget, coming up next, it's a National Native News, followed by Native America Calling. You can join the show toll-free at 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. Also, don't forget the Richard Schindel, Mary Gaucher, and Over the Rhine tonight at the Performing Arts Center. Do be sure to join us on the radio right here, Over the Rhine, stopping in for a little live in-studio session in the noon hour today. And till tomorrow, have yourself a great day. Be safe and hug the kids.
You're listening to KNBA Anchorage 90.3 FM.